Hello there, and welcome to Four Geeks and a Pizza, the podcast. I no longer have to say john.com podcast, so I'm very happy about that.
Yay.
I'm John Friends, and I'm here with Jason Revington, the ultimate fanboy.
Yes.
Megan Beck, the happiest little hobbit from Middle-earth. And Kyle Moffat, the soon-to-be vampire. How are y'all?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, we're good.
We're back, people.
Yes,
we're back.
our mini episode was cool at Polaris. It was awesome. I finally have a guest host, a real guest. Because, you know, I was a guest host and I stole.
And I just want to say, Risa was a great guest host.
Sci-Fi Cafe.
Yes,
Sci-Fi Cafe.
No, good. What? Galaxy Girl.
Galaxy Girl. Oh,
yeah. Galaxy Girl was...
Was a great...
Yes, Galaxy
great.
Girl was a great... And if she's listening... I'm still waiting on your damn article. I talked to her about it, and she said that I told her she should write something on her love of Batman. Like,
yes.
Her collect, because she doesn't just, she collects a lot of Batman stuff, right? So, like, to talk about where that came from and kind of that stuff. I told her to do that.
Very nice. So, everyone enjoyed Polaris then?
It was awesome, yeah.
Very good.
The
it
last
right.
Polaris, so.
No,
it was all
good.
Right.
It was good.
We had a fun time.
I love all the pictures that I have. I want to get frames for them to hang up.
It is. I love buying pictures, but same thing. I don't.
Where the heck
do
I get frames? How do I
know? Me, I have up here. Like, I buy that too, and I can't. They're expensive and stuff.
Yeah. And I have, like, I bought quite a few pictures. This is, I don't know if this is podcast talk. Sorry, guys.
It's okay. It was a very good experience, and I'm glad I was able to experience it with all of you.
Yeah, me too.
It was fun.
And the highlight of my podcast was a three snap. But
and poor Megan.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a three snap.
No, the three
I got
snap.
Sick after. I had a cold.
So
it's okay.
I coughed on everyone's pillow but yours.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Everyone at work was like, wow, you have a bad cough. Are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. Megan's was worse. That's all I can think.
All right. Let's move on to what are you indulging in. I think Jason wants to sort of forego his today.
I'm indulging in the X-Files, and I've watched a bunch of movies. We'll talk about them later. But there's something I want to talk about first that affects me. It affected me. This is the thing that happened on midnight, on what, the midnight showing of Dark Knight Rises. Because I love movies. The movie theater is my second home. And never once have I ever been worried in a movie theater that anything would happen. And to see this kind of shit happen from this despicable person who would go into a movie theater and just start shooting, like, where would you even get that from? Like, what would make you a movie theater? It's just I totally disgusted, and I hope they throw the book at the guy. And he obviously did it because he booby trapped his house.
I mean,
and he's trying to kill people. Yeah,
it was like his room at the dormitory because he's a
No, he quit school. He wasn't just he was a neuro
a neuroscience.
Yeah.
Wow, you'd be smart.
He is smart. That he found all the stuff to make the bombs on the internet.
Yeah.
What really bugs me is just the obviously other than all the deaths and injuries, was the fact that the movie turned out to be good. And everyone was really excited for it.
And it sucks.
And it just put a damper on everything.
And
it made it just...
That's what is going to be associated now with The Dark Knight Rises. If I was the biggest Batman fan, I would be livid for that reason too. But for me, it's just... It's a fucking movie theater. Like, that's like my church. Like, I love movies.
I agree.
Like, I love the smell of popcorn. When the lights go down, I watch trailers... I fucking love that shit.
It's
and I'm
like
putting
a second
myself,
home.
Yeah, that's
yes.
what I say. And putting myself in the movie theater and just thinking of that you know, nobody does. Like, the worst thing I have to think of in a movie theater is somebody getting pissed at another person because they're fucking on their BlackBerry or their cell phone.
Their seat or something.
Like something like that. Like, never would I think ever... In a movie, in a bank, yes. You know, you're in a bank, there are places where you're like, oh shit, I can think something bad. I would never think a movie theater. And now, going to see the movie on the Friday, that was in my head. Like, I wasn't worried somebody was going to do it, but it was in my head. I'm like fucking looking for exit routes.
Yeah.
In a movie theater. Never has that ever happened to me. And, you know, if there's a fucking hell, there's a place in there for him because he fucking despicable human being.
On a lighter note, let's continue with what we are indulging in. I don't want to take or make this a complete, depressing episode. But Megan, let's hear what you're indulging in.
I am not really indulging in anything. I played, I tried Kyle's beta test thing of Guild Wars 2 on the weekend. For a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
You guys left me alone to go to Tim Horton.
Yeah. Well, we were hungry. Well, I was hungry, and Kyle doesn't have a choice.
I'm the driver.
I'm joking. Wow. He does have a choice, but in that situation, he didn't.
I just have to say, it was very, a very nifty sort of game. I liked how much story was in it, but I didn't, the one thing that just killed it for me and why I won't buy it is how they move around. Like, when I play games, I game on my laptop, so I don't even have a mouse.
Mm-hmm.
So playing Guild Wars 2 would be really difficult for me to play with, play
mm-hmm.
on my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle?
Yeah. You know, I can see exactly where you're coming from. Because, like, Guild Wars 2 is, like, they really want the player to be, like, engaged in the combat, so you need the mouse to look around.
Yeah.
And they give you, like, a dodge feature where you have to double-click a movement button so that you can, like, roll out of the way, and you have to kind of stay out of the enemy's reach when they're attacking you kind of thing. Like, it's really action-based now. So I can see, like, it's a huge difference in World of Warcraft when you're going to switch between them.
Especially as a caster in World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Where I don't even move around.
It's
I just
kind of
stand
like
somewhere and
behind
shoot
the tank.
And shit.
And,
yeah.
You know what, though? There's these things called mice that you can and plug into your damn laptop.
Saying.
Okay, but I sit on the couch and play.
I
so get
on
one
bed.
Of those table things.
Yeah, I do it on my bed. Like I
the,
honestly,
the things
yeah.
that you put on your lap.
Well,
yeah.
The good thing is if Megan ever does change her mind and wants to try it again
yeah.
after it's come out, you don't have to pay a subscription fee. You buy it, and then you can play it for free, right? So it's good if she ever decides. It's not like a huge waste of money. If she tries it again, she's like, okay, this is fun for like a month or two. I guess I'm doing my indulging in now.
Yes.
So
what are you indulging in?
Guild Wars
in?
2, definitely, because it was the last beta weekend event before the game comes out August 28th. So I was trying to get as much in as I could to try to figure out which class I want to be when the game starts up.
Oh.
And I am definitely going to be a Necromancer when it comes out.
Ooh.
I really, really like the Necromancer class. They were so freaking cool. Curses and like undead minions and all this cool stuff.
So you want to be Marty?
Yeah, well, no.
Marty
male version.
True Blood.
A male version. I can't control vampires. So he brings the dead. Okay,
stupid
but.
Fuck.
I was actually thinking about that part this morning in my head. I also just finished reading.
Oh, no, it's Little Fuck, isn't it? It's Little Fuck.
No, it's Stupid Fuck, isn't
oh.
it? Stupid
I don't
fuck.
Remember.
Yeah.
Anyway.
when Marnie finally gets possessed, like she talks
oh.
to
and breaks
Antonia.
Out of the prison.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right now, I also just finished reading a book. By Brom is the author, like just Brom. It's called The Child Thief, and it's basically a really, really, really dark version of Peter Pan. So it's about Peter, who's half elf, half fairy. So he's really, really fast. When he smiles, it's really contagious. People want to talk all the time to him. And what it does is he goes.
Sorry.
And what happens is he goes through, and goes through the mist from their world. It's not called Neverland. It's called Avalon. And he goes from there over to our world, takes kids that are, you know, without a home or they're roaming the streets, and he takes them. He convinces them to come to the other place, to Avalon, and become a devil, which is like his tribe that he has,
awesome
and
voice.
Fight the flesh eaters, which are ruled by the captain, which is Captain Hook. And
yeah.
It's about, it's like this huge fantasy fairy thing. It's dark. There's like blood. There's like death. There's kids being killed. There's monsters that are like eating people. It's awesome. It's such a cool book. And that is pretty much it. Ever since seeing Batman, I've kind of gotten back into Batman Arkham City, but I don't play the story. I just kind of do challenge maps. So I sit there and.
Did you get any expansion? I don't think they're called expansion packs in
the like DLCs?
Or,
like
yeah,
downloadable
like
content?
Yeah.
Harley Quinn. Yeah, that's her name. Harley Quinn's Revenge. I didn't download it. I think it looks cool. But I don't know if I want to download it yet.
You can get Nightwing.
Right? I already have Nightwing. But you can play like a campaign as Robin. Which I have Robin for challenge maps. Which means they put you in a room full of like a bunch of people. You just try to beat
them
up.
Robin is it?
It's an older Robin.
Dick Grayson? Tim?
I don't know. They don't say. know. But that's it.
Let John see.
But that's all I'm indulging in, so now it's John's turn.
Well, I'm actually started watching Seinfeld because the seasons are really cheap right now at HMV. And that's really good. Watching Nip Tuck, which has gotten really horrible.
Fucking
and ridiculous.
Horrible. I told you.
Ridiculous.
I told you season 5 is horrible. I stopped all. It's horrible.
And I'm not impressed.
I'm
watching X-Files. I'm on season 6 and it's really good.
What episode are you on season 6?
I just found out that the government was really working with the aliens to colonize because they wanted to push it back.
You didn't find out all the season. Oh, you didn't watch the movie.
No, I didn't watch the movie yet. And I'm also watching Oz still, and Oz continues to impress
me.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch Prison Break after that. I mean, I understand it's a separate entity, but it's like Oz way too light.
I agree. Yeah, it is. It's kind of. But I mean, yeah, like I can't judge Prison Break based on Oz, though. So hopefully, the next time I watch Prison Break, it won't be too bad. All right, we move on to our next segment, The Truly Bloody Summer. We've got quite a few episodes to discuss. Four, actually, from episodes 4 till 7. We can just kind of do a general summary,
basically.
We talked
about number 1 to 3.
Yeah,
we
did.
I didn't think we'd watched up to number 3.
I think, personally, the series is, like, the season is just building too much. There's not enough payoff in any episode. It's just, like, we're going to keep building this subplot and hopefully have a really good season finale, but there's not enough, like, actual climax in any episode, right? Would anyone agree?
No, I'll agree that they're... But I like the build because I have trust there's going to be a payoff. There has to be. They're building up a lot. They're building up a lot. They're building every storyline. And I actually kind of care about that one storyline that I hated.
Terry,
yeah, because he's, you know why? Because Arlene's gone.
His is getting better and better.
The Afraid is such a cool concept.
Yeah, it is. I'll agree that they made that, but I didn't care when him and Arlene were together.
All I see in that, though, is the smoke monster from Lost. Every time I watch it, I'm like, it's the smoke monster.
To me, it's like a combination of the smoke monster and the Balrog from Lord of the Rings.
What does everyone think of Tara and Pam's relationship?
Well, I never got to say what I thought of the season in general first.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I don't agree with the too much build-up, not enough payoff. I personally am loving this season. I'm going to say it's probably one of my favorites right now because of everything that's happening in it. I mean, the first couple episodes, like 1 to 3, were kind of boring, I'm not going to lie. Like, I was like, this is good, but it's like, I want something else to happen. And now, like, I'm like, every single episode, I'm just like, I'm not bored.
The end of episode 6, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
I couldn't believe
that. I thought it had to happen, but I thought, my opinion was too soon because I like the character.
It's already halfway through the season now.
He didn't get to do enough because he's such a great actor
that it kind of
bothered me that I'm like, fuck, this guy can choose scenery like nobody's business.
I have to say.
And it kind of killed him a bit too soon, yes.
One thing that maybe Megan will agree or disagree with me on. I don't know if I like the idea, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but it's what the fairies are saying, that Sookie could lose her powers if she uses them too much. I do not like that idea.
Yeah,
I like it.
Really
I think it puts a little bit of more, mystery into, what would my world be like if I didn't have these?
I like Sookie because she's different. She's a fairy. Her thing is telepathy.
Yeah.
If she's not a fairy, her telepathy is gone, and then what?
Well, I think that they might put a twist on it where she's going to be
too.
Like, zap, 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 zap into the sky, and she's not going to be able to do that anymore, which is one defense.
Yeah, and then she's still going to be able to read minds.
Because
maybe the reading minds doesn't take up that much of a resource, right? It's just the thing that's what she wants to get rid of, but... Fuck, that's such a great fucking power to have. At the age of, like, we'll say, how old would she be? 20? Mid-20s. The actress is 30. It's her birthday today, I think.
No, she's really young.
Happy birthday, Anna Paquin.
I think it was either today or yesterday, yeah. But she, yeah, she's young. But, you know, like, you've lived with that your whole fucking life. Get used to it. Suck it up. It's a fucking cool thing to have.
No. I don't want her to lose her powers. I like that she has a defense against vampires now, because they want to kill her. They want to drink her, right? So it's like, I like that she has some kind of defense.
But then again, like, the defense is definitely, I agree, it's a good thing, because it doesn't have the thing in the book where there is always a time in the book where there's a vampire after her, and there's always, and she always
speaking of,
figures out how to
I have a question about
yeah.
it. Who do you think the vampire is that killed her parents? Do you think we've seen them? Is it in the book?
I think it'd be really cool if it was Russell, Bill, or Eric.
I think it's Bill.
That would be hilarious.
I want to see what you were saying something just now about.
I was just going to say that it's nice that she has that hand thing, because how she comes up with how she's going to save herself in the book doesn't translate very well to the screen.
Okay.
So I think it's important that she has that.
Okay. Yeah, okay, good. Okay, that's what I wanted to hear.
And right. I'm not done with True Blood, John.
Oh.
We never talked about Tara and Pam.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like where it's going.
Yeah.
With Tara and Pam. Yeah.
Where do you think it's going, Tara?
Oh, see, I'd like to say, like I was saying to you guys today, I think it looks like maybe a mother-daughter is a little bit too family-oriented, but like when you like mentor someone, you know what I mean? Like a teacher mentor relationship, like a really, which could develop into something romantic.
Yeah.
The way Tara hugged her, I don't think is anything sexual. I think she needed a friend, someone to just kind of comfort her.
Yeah, the way Pam looked at her was
what, like, she was dancing.
Sexual.
Yeah,
like I didn't. I was weird. It was weird for me because I'm like, I want to see it as a mother. Like, I want to see it as a mentorship. I mean, they both are Pam.
Like, if you think about it though, if you look at the history of all the different.
Yeah.
Maker child relationships or maker vampire, whatever.
They were all sexual relationships.
Jessica and Bill weren't.
And Bill are like the one exception.
But
he
was forced to, right? So
Godric and Eric were.
They were
sexual?
In
yeah.
the books, right? Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, in the books they were sexual.
I think I remember reading about that.
Eric and Pam were sexual.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they were
Lorena
sexual.
And
I thought Eric and Pam were sexual prior. To her becoming a vampire, I thought when she became
even
a
after.
Vampire.
I think after in the book.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is, I don't know.
But yeah, there's just like, pretty much from the books anyway, almost any vampire vampire maker relationship I can think of, they were all sexual.
Okay, well.
So.
Yeah, Eric just freaking did it with his sister.
And they already tried
to
throw in a little bit of a Tara lesbian thing.
They did
last year.
And Pam is. She always, that's what she's.
Well,
like,
she's like bi.
She's bi, but
yeah.
I think she prefers women now.
In
like,
the book, she does prefer women.
Like, from what the vibe I get from the character, she prefers women.
I agree.
Yes. And my favorite part of the season is the Bill and Eric bromance. That's I love it. I love that they have this dislike for each other, but they're like loyal to each other, and it's maybe a means to an end because they have to be. But
I think people would just get sick of them fighting over each other
over Sookie
for sure.
I honestly hope they don't get back. I hope that Sookie, like, at least for a while, that romance is kind of.
I wonder if they're gonna bring in Quinn.
Yes.
I hope not.
She has an intense sexual relationship
like,
with him too.
Did she ever hook up with Alcide in the books?
No.
They totally just like after one point, that's it.
Yeah, it was just like they were never on the right schedule.
Right.
And
he doesn't find out she killed Debbie either in the books.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
I don't mind the werewolves. I don't, like, the werepanthers was stretching it a bit. I think weretigers, to me, would just be, like,
but there's
were-everything
in the book.
I understand
I know,
that,
but it's not the book.
And goddammit, what are they doing with damn tigers in Louisiana?
Yeah, really.
Panthers? Okay,
I can kind of, but
tigers?
In the book, they bring him in to be a judge, because they have this whole thing going on in the book, where Alcide is trying to be Packmaster. Just like in the TV series.
But it's different.
But different, yes. And they have Quinn come in and be a judge.
Maybe not. Because
he's really strong.
Actually, that's one of the things that destroys Sookie's relationship with Alcide, because he tricks her into coming to be a judge. so she can read the minds. He wants to use her.
Who does?
Yeah, Alcide.
Alcide.
He's kind of a dick in the books, actually.
Yeah.
Well,
but then again,
all
that's
of a sudden,
what everyone wants.
All of a sudden,
he hooked up
with this new chick, like this week. Like,
she's in the book, I think. Not her specifically, but another girl.
Yeah, they just hooked up all of a sudden. It was like, bam. I'm like, dude, you were just in love with Suki last week.
She was hot.
She is hot. I would bang her too, but. And she's stuck up. She.
Just helping Elsie,
yeah.
I was gonna get really angry if that little girl took the truth.
The vampire blood?
Like,
oh,
yeah. Yeah,
what happened? I don't remember what happened at the end of that story. I know the grandmother
came in,
but then
it took her away.
But then she kept the V, didn't she?
She never threw it away.
Somebody, she has the V, but I'm just glad because now Alcide is a liar. Like, cause I do like his. He's a noble. He's a nice guy. Like, he's a nice guy.
Well, he hasn't been a jerk in the series.
Yeah,
just
which I like because honestly, everybody else has been. An asshole to tell me a character that hasn't been. Jason's been, Eric, Bill, every male character has been.
Every character.
Andy,
even.
Sam,
Sookie's been even been a bitch.
Yeah, well, there's been lots of women.
Terry's not an asshole.
That's true.
He shoved what's her name.
Yeah,
he grabbed. That doesn't.
Fucking freaking out.
That doesn't matter.
He's
still. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
Terry was a good guy.
He still put his hands on his wife.
I disagree.
Put his hands on his wife.
That was not intentional.
I don't care if you got post-traumatic stress.
That's like saying, like, oh my gosh, I had a seizure and I accidentally hit you. That's abuse.
He had post-traumatic stress and he grabbed his wife.
We're gonna have a brawl.
That's his wife, man.
Yes.
Maybe we should end this discussion now.
Yeah, John is freaking out.
I'm not freaking out. We're going
to
move on to our top 10 lists. We had two over the past month.
I think it's only you and I with these.
Yeah.
Oh, this one Megan did, too. Megan did this one.
Let's talk about our top 10 science fiction, fantasy, or comic book movie franchises.
Megan, go first.
All right, in no particular order, because I was a lazy fucking geek.
Megan did her in the car, like,
yeah.
An hour ago.
Yeah, and
I should could have done that.
Jason told me half the ones that are going to be on my list. So, Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound is not fantasy.
The dogs talk, okay? It's fantasy. Spider-Man. Batman, X-Men, the Marvel Universe. Which is like all those guys that were in the.
I wouldn't consider. Okay, I guess it is a business franchise, but it.
Whoa,
yeah, it is a movie franchise
what are you talking
too.
About,
yeah,
man.
Okay.
They all let up. Firefly slash Serenity. Buffy, which I put in there because there is a movie. Star Wars.
But was the movie franchise the
but
good.
You
know
what?
You
know, no,
like,
no, but the movie hasn't been said that it hasn't been canon. Because remember, in the TV show. Buffy burnt down the school, which she did do in the first episode of...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Buffy, Star Wars, which is, come on, Star Wars. Lord of the Rings.
Very good.
And, of course, Harry Potter.
All right. I actually only got to 9, but they are also in no particular order.
Shit, Megan?
It's
only 9.
Yeah, this is a top 10 list.
It was his top 10 list.
Freaking add one.
It's an awesome thing.
I put Jurassic Park, because I love Jurassic Park as a series.
Congo.
Alien, and no, not Congo. Michael Crichton's awesome, but Congo, the movie, was terrible. Alien... Spider-Man, Back to the Future, Lord of the Rings, X-Men, or Batman, Star Wars, Star Trek, and that was all I got. But I think those are all very solid science fiction series.
You know what? You can Nightmare on Elm Street, you can squeeze in there. If you want, even though it's a horror,
there's an element
books,
of fantasy.
And it's fantasy because he deals in dreams.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to put Nightmare on Elm, I would agree. I would agree with Nightmare on Elm Street making it. Although it did make my list, and I love Nightmare on Elm Street, but to make your top 10.
A top 10.
Okay, let's move on to Jason's top 10.
I forgot about Harry Potter. I can't believe that. I feel bad, but Harry Potter, you would have made mine if I would have remembered. Terminator franchise is number 10. I dug the Terminator movies. You didn't even like The Matrix? I thought The Matrix would make yours. 9,
no.
The Star Trek franchise, 9. 8, the Batman franchises. I dug the
It's two series amongst a franchise, or within a franchise.
I dug the first two. Even the third was okay. Like, the third one was okay.
Batman Forever
was okay. Batman and Robin had parts that were okay. It's just, overall, it was horrible. I loved Batgirl while she was hot. The Superman franchise is... which include, you know, Smallville for me. But it's not a movie, but Smallville was cool. The X-Men films, number 6. I loved it. I love the X-Men. It's a Marvel comic. I love it. Number 5, the Spider-Man films. Spider-Man 2 is one of my favorite movies of all time. I fucking love Spider-Man 2. Number 4, the Lord of the Rings franchise, which is going to be added to this year, Megan, because what's coming out?
The Hobbit.
Yes.
Megan's...
my piece.
Biopic.
Yes. Number 3... the Firefly Serenity universe, because I fucking love me some Firefly and Serenity. Number 2, the Star Wars Saga universe. What? You were going to say?
I was just going to say, is it really... it's like Bucky,
Serenity.
Where it's like...
But Serenity was a movie.
Franchise, because there's not more than one movie.
But there's the franchise continued into a movie form.
Franchise
is actually...
I'll let
it
slide.
Well, I would argue it anyways. Number 2, the Star Wars Saga universe... and number 1, the Marvel Movie Universe, which consists of all those movies that led up to the Avengers. And
even X-Men First Class?
No.
That's
with the X-Men ones, no.
Okay, that's a good movie.
Marvel Studio.
Why
it's a great
why
movie.
Is that on there?
It's on my... it is, under...
X-Men.
Number, the X-Men universe,
good.
Which was over...
good boy.
Number 6, yeah.
Good boy.
Because that one actually, those all tie into each other too, in some kind of weird non-canonal way. They actually all tie into each other, all the X-Men movies. And that was mine. All
right, let's move on to our top 10 superhero / supervillain emblems.
And I think you and I are the only ones that did it, Johnny.
Yep. All right, at number 10, I had X-Men symbol, just the X. It's pretty awesome. Everyone knows it.
Yes.
At 9, I put Robin, just, you know. A little R with a nice little thing.
Yeah.
Nice little pecs and abs.
Of course, at number...
his green shorts.
At number 8, I put the Flash, because the Flash's symbol is pretty iconic and it's cool. And
the lightning bolt.
Yeah. 7, I put Captain America, because I think it basically sums up the character in a very good way.
Even though you hate him?
I don't hate Captain America, I just don't love him. 6 was Nightwing, because it's badass, and it's like, I'm Robin, but I'm fucking grown up, and I'm going to kick everyone's ass.
And I'm super
acrobatic. And I'm almost,
yeah,
and I'm borderline Batman, but I'm not quite Batman.
Yeah.
It's cooler.
5, Superman, just because, I hate Superman, but the emblem is...
it's iconic.
Yeah,
his suit, his emblem, everything is iconic. He's the Boy Scout, but yeah, I agree. I'll agree with that.
Number 4, Spider-Man, because it's just terrifying. It's pretty phenomenal. And Venom as well. I think Venom's emblem is actually better.
Venom to get better than Hiles. Then what about Spider-Man the symbiote?
Venom's basically says, I'm going to come and
Spider-Man,
fucking kill you.
Spider-Man had that first, though. He had the black outfit first.
Yeah, but it
Venom
was,
just
I consider it more Venom,
Venom
than
was
Spider-Man.
Just, Venom's just fat Spider-Man.
No,
buff.
He's muscular Spider-Man.
Fat
Spider-Man. Of course, number 2 is the Batman logo, because it's a symbol of hope. Almost.
And Megan, explain to John, who's his favorite superhero?
Batman.
No.
Yes,
well, I don't know.
It is. We know that. We all know it is. You know what? Come out of the comic book closet, please, and admit it's Batman. Fuck. Stop hiding behind Spider-Man.
My number 1 emblem would be the Punisher.
Yeah.
Because it's just...
yeah. Punisher's fucking awesome.
Like,
did you watch that... the thing, Dirty Laundry?
No.
Thomas Jane. Oh, fuck. We're going to have to watch it after.
Cool.
It's awesome. It's like Thomas Jane spent money and made his own his own fan-made film. It's like 10 minutes long. It's fucking awesome.
Cool.
Okay. Number 10, Wonder Woman, because it's on her boobs, so I get to look at her boobs, and it's acceptable. No, and I do like the logo. It's cool. Number 9, Fantastic Four. Number 8, Captain Hammer. Captain Hammer from Dr. Horrible. Number 7, Superman. I agree, Superman's an iconic. A shield, it's iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, everybody's going to find this shocking, but Batman.
Batman should
like
be
that.
Higher up.
Like, fuck Batman. Number five, the X-Men. I liked the X-Men. Number four, the Avengers. Even though nobody really, it's an Avengers, it's a symbol, it is an emblem. Nobody wears it on their uniform, but it's on the Avengers Tower, it's on Avengers logo, like it's on Avengers like stationery. They all got Avengers cards. To be an Avenger, you have to have your an official Avengers card, right? So it is an emblem. No, it's just not one character wears it. Three, the Punisher, because I fucking love that. Look at that fucking logo. That's kick-ass.
I can see your number one.
Number two, Captain America is number two. Because I like it too, but I like Captain America because of the character. I love the emblem and stuff I buy. Yeah, I just love it because it's associated with Captain America, but it's my second favorite because my top is Spider-Man. I love
Spider-Man has a really cool emblem.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, Spider-Man is awesome.
All right.
Okay.
I think it's time to talk about Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Did you see it?
No, I don't think the three of us have seen it, but
really?
You had.
Yeah, it was entertaining. I mean, it's a vampire movie. It's kind of 300. It's you know what? It's not bad. It's kind of cool. They've mixed history and it was cool. Yeah, it was cool. I would recommend it. You like vampires?
Oh yeah.
I'd recommend it to you. It doesn't have to be like the best vampire movie ever. It's just a fun vampire movie. The action is fucking cool. Yeah, it was cool. I enjoyed it.
Very good. Do you think Tim Burton had a lot of involvement in it? Or?
It was dark. It was a dark kind of Burton movie. But I dig the guy that actually directed it. I loved Wanted. Like when I can't say I loved it in a different. It's not like a movie I've watched 20 times, but I think I saw it twice in the theater, and I dug Wanted. It was a good movie, and he made Wanted, and I liked Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Was no Wanted. It wasn't as good as it, but if you dig that, like I dig vampires too, and it was just cool.
Yeah,
it was a different take on vampires too. So it was entertaining.
Very cool. Yeah. Let's talk about Magic Mike, Kyle. What did you think of Magic Mike?
I thought that...
Starring Channing Tatum.
I Matt thought Bowman. That it was a beautiful, skin-filled movie. Lots of bums that I enjoyed watching.
I liked Alex Pettifer.
Me too. A little tease he gives you right at the beginning.
Everyone,
look at that. His abs?
Lots of people give praise to Matthew McConaughey, but I thought...
Matthew McConaughey was awesome.
He was awesome, but
he
I think
was awesome. In that
I don't think enough people gave Alex Pettifer.
No, Alex Pettifer was great.
For,
you know, because I hate Alex Pettifer. I don't honestly punch him in the face and spit on him right now. He's a prick.
Wow, that's
yeah.
That's
he's a
low.
Prick. Alex Pettifer's a prick. He comes across as a prick. But that being said, he was fucking good. His accent was perfect because he's British, right? So he's got like hello, how are you, like British accent. But he pulled it off. Like, I was convinced he was an American. And he was damn cool.
Okay, so let's talk about Ted now. The Seth MacFarlane teddy bear movie. I don't think Jason or Megan have seen it. Kyle and I went to see it.
Yes, we did.
When we couldn't get tickets
to
Magic
Mike. I liked Magic Mike before we said it.
Oh, yeah.
I liked Magic Mike. I gave it an 8 out of 10. I liked it a lot.
I
liked the story.
And you're
I thought
a straight
it was
guy.
Yeah, I am. And I thought it was like a Boogie Nights, because I like Boogie Nights. I like the seedy story of the strip club thing and how they had to take the drugs and Matthew McConaughey not being a prick but kind of being a prick.
Yeah. The one thing, my one complaint about it is just that really, really abrupt ending. It was just like...
And that girl, did she not have a smile?
I liked her.
She fucking
no,
not
have
a smile?
She did smile, but she had a horrible,
laugh.
Horrendous laugh.
Oh my God.
Like, it was just so bad. You're like, oh my God, what
and
are you doing with her?
And you know who I was not attracted to at all? Olivia Munn. And everybody talks about how hot she is. You know, Olivia Munn, she's like a geek girl.
Was that the one with the pig?
That's the one that
she's from Attack of the Show. She's she was really funny on Attack of the Show.
Was that the one with the pig?
Well, she's the one who's
like, the
you ripped off my underwear.
Mm-hmm.
They're my grandma's.
Oh, okay.
And honestly, I was looking, and I was pumped because I thought, I've seen pictures and she was kind of cute. Then I watched it and I'm like, I'm not attracted to her at all. I'd like the girl with the, I like that the gay guy's wife. Well, the actors. Matt Bomer.
That's another
gay.
Thing I had an issue with, was Matt Bomer just seemed too pretty compared to the rest of them. It was too, like, they all seemed like they had some sort of roughness to them. He just looked like a complete
He was
pansy.
A Ken doll. Remember, he's like the Ken doll when he comes out and he's like
yeah.
a Ken doll and he rustles his hair?
I still didn't like it.
I liked Kevin Nash.
He was my least favorite out of everyone.
I liked Kevin Nash, but Kevin Nash could not dance.
The Tarzan?
Was,
yeah,
yeah, he couldn't dance. Like, his knees, I think his knees are shot because he was a wrestler, right? I think his knees are shot because he was kind of like, his moves, he couldn't move. He couldn't dance. But I thought it was a good movie. I'd recommend it to people. I'd recommend it to straight guys too.
It was
Hear
a fun
that?
Movie.
Mm-hmm.
Straight guys listening.
And take your women, because they're going to be turned on. You'll probably get laid afterwards. So
pretty much, all the girls
yeah.
in our theater freaking...
We saw Kyle's friend's mom.
What?
We saw,
not
Kyle's, I guess our friend's mom in the theater. And she said hi.
But she's awesome. She's so funny. So it was awesome.
But
yeah.
it was a fun movie. Like, I went with
yeah.
LaTanya, and she loved it. It was a fun movie. It was...
Yeah.
It was funny. Like,
Channing Tatum can move.
And Channing Tatum... I'll give credit. Channing Tatum... I really didn't like him before. Over this past year in his movie roles, I've grown to like.
He's taking more risks,
and
yeah.
this is his best acted movie that he's been in. I didn't see Haywire, but I've heard it's fucking horrible. So, but
no, he is really taking like some bigger
yeah.
risks right now in his career,
and he's doing well. Like he's fucking.
Yeah.
He's had three movies that have made $100 million this year. He's like a star.
Yeah. All right, so
sorry,
Ted.
Guys, I didn't mean to disrupt
no,
Ted.
No, it's okay.
Just, yeah.
Ted was funny, but it wasn't. Like, it was almost like an extra long episode of Family Guy for me.
Was it offensive humor? Like, I like. Always. I like offensive. I like offensive humor, but.
Like
yeah.
Tammy Lynn?
I like offensive humor.
For Ted?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought Ted was funny. Like you said, it's like an extra long episode of Family Guy. It was so. Flash! Savior of the universe.
Oh, yeah.
I love that part. It's funny.
Sing Queen?
Well, in the movie, they actually meet...
Flash Gordon.
Forget his name. The guy who plays Flash Gordon.
Oh.
And it was like a big like thing for them because they
love
watching Flash Gordon on TV.
It was so funny.
You know what?
The
hooker
takes a
crap on their floor. Were there funnier parts than just those in the trailers?
Yeah.
Because you know a lot of movies do that, and that's
what... My sister said that there wasn't anything funnier than what's in the trailers.
The hooker takes a crap on the floor and like has a flashback. Like, you know Family Guy, right? Those have flashbacks. They had a flashback to like them cleaning it up. And Mila Kunis is like, she's like, oh my god. Like, they're sitting there, like, screaming, like, don't touch it, don't touch it. Oh, you can't eat food with that hand anymore. Like, it's so funny, the whole conversation they're having. And he won't go near it. She's the one that has to pick it up. He's like, I'm not going near that. I'm not cleaning that up.
I want to see it, but it's just...
I liked
That's such
it.
A typical man thing, too, though. I'm not going near the poop. You clean it up, woman.
And while you're in the kitchen putting that away, make
yeah.
me a sandwich.
I don't know if I'd want, I don't know if I'd want someone making a sandwich after
That's
that.
That's true. That is true.
That I'm going to eat anyway. If they want to make it for
get
themselves.
Get me a beer, maybe. Maybe get me a beer. Yeah, you know.
I don't know. You get poo bacteria on your beer bottle.
That's disgusting, John.
We're talking about making a sandwich after
being
a piece
of
shit.
Pink eye. That's how you get pink eye.
You'd probably get a lot worse than pink eye if you were to eat that. E. coli.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys like Ted? You'd recommend it?
Yes.
I would recommend it to anyone who likes Family Guy a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Crude humor. Crude
oh, yeah.
humor.
Like, you wouldn't say, you know, grandma,
humor.
Go see this, but...
No. Yeah. Well, would you recommend Magic Mike to grandma?
Possibly.
Oh, probably.
She'd be like, oh! Would you recommend Magic Mike?
My grandma is a little more welcoming.
Would you recommend
like,
Magic Mike to Megan?
Yes. I think she would enjoy it for its, you know, like, its, I guess, story.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't, like, I don't think it would wow her. I don't think she's in a very. I mean, she would be like any. We'd get anything sexual from it. Like
I liked it. I didn't get. No, there's boobs. There's
yeah,
boobs
there
and
is
asses.
Boobs,
yeah,
actually. You probably see more boobs than anything.
That girl with the blonde hair, the perfect boobs. Like he's like, touch my wife's boobs. She has the perfect, and he's like, oh, I love you. And the wife, she had great boobs. She did. John, you're moving on to the next. Look at me. Look at that. We're on time.
Very good. Very good. So let's talk about one of the bigger movies of the summer.
Yes.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
I think
which,
that we were, two of us enjoyed, two of us didn't, right?
I enjoyed it, see? Like, I think...
distraction!
I think Megan just squeezed her boobs together. Aren't you proud of her, Mom?
Kyle did it first.
Way to go.
Basically, before the Amazing Spider-Man, I was not thrilled about it, and I didn't want...
Yes.
I didn't really care about it. I thought the movie overall was very good, but it wasn't Spider-Man to me, and that's pretty much
it
my
wasn't
big
Amazing
thing.
Spider-Man to you, right?
Yeah. I liked the Spider-Man.
I liked it, too.
A lot.
I saw it twice. And this, I had a problem with it at first, much like John. I didn't want to see it. I was pissed. It fucking got rebooted. The franchise got rebooted too soon. I wanted to see Raimi's fourth film. I was mad about it. I didn't want it. Mark Webb doesn't have enough pedigree for me to be taking on somebody as iconic as Spider-Man, who I love. That whole fucking shelf is Spider-Man right behind your head, John.
Yes. Yeah,
I love Spider-Man. And I dug it. There were aspects, I agree, that he wasn't, you know, there were aspects of it I didn't like. But overall, I liked the movie.
What did you think, Megan? Her face just changed so quickly.
Yeah. What did you think, Megan?
I thought the movie took too long to get started.
It's an origin story. It has to, unfortunately.
An hour.
It's an origin story. Tobey Maguire's did, too.
Ask
Tobey
what
Maguire's...
I thought of it.
Had stuff going on during
that,
though.
Yes.
What? Like?
The Green Goblin's origin. They basically did two origins in one.
The Lizard had an origin, too.
Yeah, but the lizard didn't get developed until much after Spider-Man finally kind of started.
I think John is biased.
I don't think so.
Why? Because he loves Tobey Maguire?
Because he's so in love with Sam Raimi's.
Oh, really?
Spider-Man.
Well, that,
I can. You know why? Hey.
I'm also in love with the source material, so
I
appreciate.
The only
hold
thing
on.
I really liked
I don't know
about
what that
the
means.
Spider-Man
no.
that I think was better than the Sam Raimi Spider-Man. Was that he had to make his own webbing. He didn't just have it.
And speaking of the source materials, I love the source material too, but the thing is, the source material was created in 1963, so they did have to update some things, so I don't mind. I don't mind. My only issue was that they made Peter Parker kind of a punk, and Peter Parker's a geek. He's a nerd.
Yeah.
Peter Parker's a science nerd. They talked about his science like his dad fucking did the math. He didn't solve anything. Like, he made the web shooters. That was cool. But to me, they didn't focus enough on his science skill. And, yeah. But I did love the movie, and I'm really excited for a sequel because of the fucking last thing that happened in it.
I agree. I think it should be... I will say that a sequel will or could be potentially good.
Because remember who showed up at the end...
We don't know that who
Spoiler,
it was,
yes, we
though.
Do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Who was it?
It's his split personality.
No,
they never
no,
confirmed
it
who
he, like,
who
melts
it
back.
No, it
the
isn't.
Wall.
You know, it's already been, it's been confirmed who it is.
Who is it?
Spoiler, if you don't want to know people, fast forward right now. I'm giving you a few seconds to do that.
Is it Osborn?
It's Norman Osborn.
I don't want a freaking Green Goblin again.
It is, but they...
No,
they
come. I'm done.
That's like saying you don't want another fucking Joker.
I don't.
You didn't want another Joker?
I
want
a Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy was done and done poorly.
No, give me a good Poison
no,
Ivy that's updated.
But it's one of those villains that you can't do a series without.
Not with Gwen Stacy. He fucking kills her. You can't not have Green Goblin with Gwen Stacy. You have to have Green Goblin and Gwen Stacy. Gwen Stacy has to die.
What about the Scorpion? You can't because the...
Scorpion, I think, would be a little too close to the Lizard.
I'd rather have Sub-Zero. No, okay.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. I like
Sub-Zero and Spider-Man.
No. But if I had to have one that hasn't been in the movies, to tell you the truth, I'd want Kraven.
I'd want Kraven.
I want Kraven.
Too.
I want Kraven because he's a fucking cool
Black Cat
villain.
I want Black Cat.
Black Cat's less a villain
the
than...
The problem
you
with
know,
Black... I love Black Cat, too, because she's fucking going to be gorgeous, but the problem is...
The bad luck thing.
Well, and
too close to Catwoman.
Not only that, but he already... she has to, for me to be in a, for them to make Black Cat, it has to be in, say, Spider-Man 4. Like, Gwen has to die.
Yeah,
and then
the whole Felicia Hardy
Hardy and him hook up. Felicia, the best thing, and he has to be a bit older. He can't be like a teenage boy hooking up with Felicia Hardy. He has to be out of school, adult. Because remember, Felicia Hardy was into Spider-Man, not Peter Parker. She wanted to fuck him with the mask on. She was into Spider-Man. Spider-Man turned her on.
I don't know if they ever got around to
it. Yes, they did. Yeah, they did.
Oh, possibly.
I've read that, yeah. I read stuff like that. They hooked up. Yeah, it was weird.
Okay, I guess we should move on to the next, okay, and probably the last big summer blockbuster of the year.
Well, you guys talk about that. I'm going to go to the washroom because I don't want to know.
Okay.
The Dark Knight
Rises. Good, that's
rises.
Actually good because Megan hasn't seen it.
Megan's the only one who hasn't seen it, and she doesn't want to spoil it for herself.
Okay, sounds good. I will.
Announced that she's going to...
Remind me to open the door when we're done talking about her. Megan's going to be kept outside the whole rest of the podcast. And not maliciously, just because I forgot and we're talking.
All right. My thoughts...
Let John start it because Batman is his favorite superhero. Don't fucking say Spider-Man. Don't say Joker. Who's on your wallet, John?
Batman is on my wallet, but I also was looking at a Spider-Man wallet when that happened.
I love Spider-Man too, but guess what? You see nothing Spider-Man in my room. You know why? Little kids collect Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's cool.
I love Spider-Man. Don't get me... I love him. I've loved him since I was a kid, but little kids collect Spider-Man. Adults collect Captain America. adults collect Batman.
All right. So my thoughts on The Dark Knight Rises were... it was probably... in my opinion, slightly better than Batman Begins, but not as good as The Dark Knight. And I, you know, like, they definitely took some liberties in this one, probably more so than the other ones, but I still didn't feel like the characters were unrecognizable. They were still themselves and very well executed for the most part, especially Selina Kyle, Catwoman. I thought they touched on her backstory kind of perfectly.
It was she was.
And not too much, but also not like so vaguely that you didn't care about her.
Yeah.
I loved everything with Bruce and Alfred. They were really good together in this movie, I think. And the action in the last hour made me love the rest of the film. Period.
I liked the Batman movie.
And?
Catwoman was my favorite part.
Of course Catwoman was your favorite part.
Catwoman was awesome. I was looking forward to Catwoman because I wanted some cool flippy fight scenes. She didn't do a lot of flips, but she did do a lot of cool like little
She did that one fucking cool flip into jail.
When she
the guy's hand and flipped
hand.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was awesome.
That was cool. That was awesome. I really liked it. I don't know. I thought it was different. Other movies I've seen before. Good. I liked it.
Very good.
Yeah.
Jason, your thoughts?
I enjoyed it. I like this series as a whole. I do. I'm glad. Nolan's a talented director. I mean, sometimes I think my favorite movie is The Prestige, though. But I did like his take on Batman. He was good. I thought the movie was a little too long. It didn't have to be 2 hours and 45 minutes. There were parts where it did drag somewhat, not horribly, but it did drag. There were parts that I didn't care about as much, things that I just didn't interest me. The last part of the movie was awesome. The little reveals, they had some little reveals that happened that were kind of cool. They were nice sort of nods to the fans, I think.
Yeah.
Alfred... because Alfred's like, I'll never, like in the last one, he's like, you know, you won't ever give up on me, Alfred. And he's like, no, never. And then fucking Alfred gives up on him in this episode.
I don't think Alfred,
and he let him kick him out. He let him kick him out. You know what? If you never give up on somebody.
I don't think Alfred gave up on Bruce. Bruce gave up on Alfred.
Yes, but Alfred wouldn't let him. He's not his employee. He's his family. It's not like he can just fire him. Alfred left. He didn't
one thing
fight.
That I was like, you know, spoiler alert, anyone. But basically, with the whole restaurant thing at the end, I still thought it was... I was incredibly disappointed by Bruce, because this is the man who raised you,
yeah,
and you see him in a restaurant after all
smile,
you've been through, and you can't even
that,
say
that's
something.
Because Alfred said, remember, he said
it
that
doesn't
to him.
Matter.
He said
that was,
to him. That was Nolan. That was him tying. You know what?
I thought it tied it together nicely,
he did,
but
it was
still
Nolan just tying it up and making it. I would be running into the guy's arm. You haven't seen him in a while. Alfred thought he's dead. You know, Alfred cried at his funeral and fucking said, I failed. You know, like, Alfred would get up. I don't care what he said about, I just want to look at you and not even know. You know, I just know you're happy. And yada yada. And how did,
I like that.
How did he get with Selena?
Well, they kind of were.
I mean, they
you know,
kissed. They did that kiss.
Throughout, but
they did that kiss. But did he like hand her his number or something? He fucking jettisoned.
I don't think we need that explanation.
And how did
though.
He? Where did he go?
After the
no,
the,
how did he escape?
Autopilot.
I know he put it on autopilot. But where the fuck did he fall in the water? He didn't bring breathing apparatus with him.
But I heard somewhere that he actually had another bat, like another. Thing and he set it on autopilot and then flew off in another one.
Really? I didn't hear that.
But I don't know.
I think
it would be complicated.
My biggest issue with it, where did the nuke blow?
In
there's
the
gonna be fucking fallback
yeah.
And Gotham City's destroyed anyways.
But how far the thing
it
is like how far out did he take it?
It wasn't that far away. I could fucking still see the bat. There's nuclear.
Of course, you can see the bat. It's on
what
the film.
What he should have did was fucking take it into the.
It's not like they're like, watch this from afar.
But everybody could still see. They saw the explosion. There'd still be nuclear fallback. That was a fucking nuclear bomb.
True.
At least you couldn't eat the fish in fucking the Pacific Ocean. But yeah, that was what I was like. You know, I'm thought about it. I'm like, damn it. You know, at least in the Avengers, they threw it up in the fucking space.
True.
Yeah, like that's the thing that I'm like, shit, man, Nolan, couldn't you have thought it? Couldn't you have done something like make the bat fly in the fucking the atmosphere so it doesn't?
It can't go that high. Like,
I don't know what the bat's parameters are. I don't know.
I thought you were the designer.
No. That was Lucius Fox.
Did he design it or did he just?
He probably got it. You know, and you know what? It was one other issue I have with it, and I'm not knocking the movie on purpose. It's just one other issue I have with it. I think Bruce Wayne healed way too quickly.
After the knife,
he got his back. That was fucking awesome because they took it right from the comic, though. When Bane fucking lifted him up and snapped him over his knee,
one thing
they
I
took
loved.
That right out of the comic, and I love when they do that stuff. I love when I can go take a graphic novel, or I don't have any Batman, but can go online and look up the panel. And that's what it's taken from.
I like, and there was one scene where Bane was fighting Batman at the end of the movie. And Batman was just pounding
like,
him, like,
yeah.
Trying to get the trigger. Or
oh,
the trigger
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
But he, and he's, like, breaking his mask.
I love that part,
like,
too.
That was so badass.
I love that. And I liked the first fight how Batman was beating the fuck out of him on the ground. And then Bane just all of a sudden gets up and just kicks the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And breaks them.
I really enjoyed the Bane Batman fight.
What I didn't understand though is why was he so fucking beaten up after the first like before? Because he quit being alleged. He quit being Batman after the Dark Knight. He could
but
still
he became,
fucking walk without
yeah.
a cane in the Dark Knight. It's
but
only 8 years
he
later.
He did become a recluse though,
but
so maybe he was like bedridden.
I guess maybe when he was Batman.
Yeah.
He was fucking had the endorphins and his fucking now he just gave up on everything and because I don't remember Joker kicking his ass. Joker kicked his ass with a but he was still okay.
Not to the point.
No.
Yeah. But he also did fall off of a.
He did, but he ran. Oh, he ran away. He had bad knees. I forgot. He ran. He gimped away at the end of the Dark Knight. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, he fell off on
he did.
The building.
Why didn't he use the fucking
to kill Two-Face?
You know what? I enjoyed it. It's a great trilogy. Not many. Sam Raimi couldn't do it. The X-Men couldn't do it. They couldn't make a great three-part. I don't hate X-Men: Last Stand. Like, a lot of people hate it. I don't hate
it. But The Dark Knight Rises was very well a good ending. You can bring her back in.
Megan, come back in!
She's back! How was it?
Was there a turtle head popping out, Megan?
Bathroom humor on this one, apparently. Jason, Aerosmith, quick, let's go.
It was a fucking awesome concert, man. Cheap Trick was great. They came out. The guy's got a fucking phenomenal voice, eh? He hasn't changed. Like, his voice is still, it's good. They were cool. They put on a good show. Their lead guitarist is fucking weird. He was throwing picks all over the place. After, like, every 5 minutes, he was throwing a pick out there. But it was a great, and fucking Aerosmith rocked. They were fucking awesome.
Steven.
I couldn't understand Steven Tyler when he talked in the mic a couple of times. But he was fucking awesome showman. He's a great front man. And Joe Perry was fucking awesome. The band was awesome. They were awesome.
All right, Megan, I showed you Green Day's new single earlier.
Oh, I freaking love it. I sing it in my sleep. I love it. I can't wait for the CD.
Excellent. Me too. They've got a trio of albums coming out in the fall, or starting in the fall. So that'll be cool.
Want them now.
Also, in more music-related news, Kevin Richardson rejoined the Backstreet Boys.
Hey, good for him. He's smart. Smart move
after
for him.
His disappointing little run on
Broadway,
I think.
The Phantom or whatever he was. Yeah.
They're going to be releasing another album next year for their 20th anniversary. Can you believe the Backstreet Boys are fucking have been around
20
years?
Yes.
Yeah.
20 years.
They were big in Europe.
25.
Yeah, they were big in Europe. They were big
in
Europe
for 20 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were big in Europe.
So before I was even born, they were popular.
Yeah, it'll be 1993
was when
they started.
No, they were huge in Europe when it started. They didn't become big in the United States until the late, late 90s. But they were big in Europe. Yeah, they're a popular boy band. They got some good boy band tunes.
Europe loves boy bands, don't they?
Wanted, One Direction.
The Beatles.
Well, I don't really consider the Beatles a boy. Like, back in
the Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
But
they were a lot of boy bands back then. Like, they had the Beatles.
They were actual
but
bands.
But the Beatles, they were bands. They played their own instruments.
All right.
That's what keeps Maroon 5 from being a boy band, because Adam Levine's a fucking boy band member.
All right. Let's move on to the upcoming movies and TV news. Jason posted the Taken 2 trailer.
Yeah,
what do you...
Did you guys see Taken? Have you seen Taken?
I haven't seen Taken.
Oh my god, it was awesome.
It was
to me, Taken was probably the closest thing I'll ever see to a 24 movie, because I don't think they're ever going to make that 24 movie that they talk about.
They probably won't.
But Taken was like me, what was like watching Liam Neeson as Jack Bauer having his daughter take. It was fucking phenomenal. I was so shocked
it was
that
good.
I was shocked how much I liked it.
Me
and,
too.
Yeah, and the sequel, I was like, what the fuck? They don't need a sequel. Then I watched the trailer, and I'm like, holy shit, they do need to make this sequel. This looks awesome. And I'm excited.
All right, and you also posted something about three Avatar sequels.
That's what they've said. That's what Sigourney Weaver said that. She said that there's going to be three Avatar sequels made. I don't know if they're going
to
be filmed back to back. I've heard rumors the first two are going to be back to back. And he might not be filming about Na'vi or whatever they are. He might be filming about other people
species
on that planet. I've heard about underwater, because you know he's got a real hard on for water fuckers. He's got Titanic and all those movies he keeps making. What he needs to do is stop doing his side projects and get the fucking Avatar films out before people stop caring.
Yeah,
you made like a two.
Too late. I don't care anymore.
He made so much money off that first one. Did you see? Have you seen?
Yeah. Didn't I go see it with you? No.
Yeah.
Did
yeah,
I?
We did.
Yeah. And you know what? It was a cool. I only saw it once. I don't know how it made so much fucking money. I paid 7 times to see fucking Avengers, and it's still far away from it. Like, I don't know how Avatar made that much money.
It
was
good.
It
made
good.
That much money because people paid almost double to go see
and
it.
And I don't think you could see it without 3D.
Yeah, but no. But I mean, there were the Avengers most people went to see in 3D too. But yeah, I don't think Avatar you could see out of 3D, but it was fucking long too. Wasn't it like 3 hours? Was it long?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so
yeah.
That lessens the number of theaters it's in. I don't know. There weren't as many 3D theaters back then. I don't know how it made the money it made. It was good. I would never say it was fucking phenomenal. Like, I like Titanic.
I like the world.
Yeah,
I thought
me
the
too.
World and technology
the,
that
the
they
story,
had. The awesome.
Story, I loved his 3D effects. I loved them. That. They're the best 3D effects I've ever seen. I felt like I could reach out and touch that shit when I was in the theater.
Yes, yes.
The movie, I liked the storyline. It was a hippie kind of tree lover storyline, and I liked that. You know, I like green. I'm a green kind of guy, but, yeah, you know. I don't
okay.
care about the sequels either, to tell you the truth.
So apparently now there's also going to be a Batman and Superman Lego movie.
I'll pass.
Which is kind of crazy.
A Lego
yeah.
movie?
Yeah, like it's like Lego Batman, but
no.
I'll pass.
Movie?
I will also pass.
Yeah. No, thank you. It's good for kids, I guess.
I would. I might not even go see a Batman and Superman animated movie in a theater. So let alone a Lego movie?
Yeah.
Is it going to be theater or is it
going to
be directed?
I think it's going to be a movie theater, yeah, release.
Because I've watched most of their directed DVDs and they're not bad. Like, I've watched the couple of them, they're okay.
Also, Anne Hathaway has actually stated that she would have interest in doing another Catwoman movie,
Catwoman
a spinoff.
Catwoman sucks on her own.
Hold on, there's one huge thing you got to say.
But only with the involvement of Christopher, the Christopher Nolan's
said,
crew.
She said
yeah.
the right
people,
which to me isn't going to fucking happen. Why would WB want to take a chance? Because
Halle Berry sucked.
Catwoman sucked on its own. They had fucking a
but that
goddess,
wasn't Catwoman. Catwoman,
but they had a goddess as fucking Catwoman back in the day when they had Michelle Pfeiffer. Her Catwoman was loved. They didn't make one with her. What's her name? They don't really need to make any Catwoman with.
I would still be interested, but I don't think they need to.
I wouldn't. I'd probably go see it because I thought Anne Hathaway was awesome in the role.
She did do really
but
good.
I don't need to see it. Like I'd rather fucking see if they're gonna do somebody from the Batman world on their own. I'd rather see Poison Ivy. I would rather see a Poison Ivy standalone film. Unfortunately, Heath Ledger died, and the Joker can never be done again now, because I'd love to see a fucking Harley Quinn Joker.
I would want to see Harley Quinn in a Batman movie, to be honest, but I think if you were to do a Joker,
yeah.
like, Red Hood origin story, like, how he became Joker.
Yeah, what they have to do is wait till they and then put the Joker and not make him like Heath Ledger's Joker at all. That's what they're going to have to go more Jack Nicholson-style fucking... You know, that kind of Joker
yeah.
with a Harley Quinn. More cartoonish Joker. Don't even try to emulate Heath Ledger's Joker.
All right, and Philip Seymour Hoffman was recently cast in Catching Fire.
Who's
yes.
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
And so was Jenna Malone.
Yes, I read that, but I didn't get to post it either.
I had a bad man.
Philip Seymour Hoffman is, if you've ever seen Mission Impossible 3, he's like the villain in that.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's a huge actor.
Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yeah,
like,
he won
yeah.
an Oscar for
Capote.
He's a great actor. He looks like a little chubby-ish.
He's a chunky, like, blonde hair.
Yeah.
But he's going to be the new gamekeeper.
He's going to be,
yeah.
I can't even announce
I forget his name.
Habanathi, whatever.
But that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And Jenna Malone is cast as, what the hell's her name again? Joanna.
Who?
Johanna, whatever her name
is,
Jenna Malone.
Who's she?
You know Jenna Malone. Fuck, what has she been? You know Jenna Malone.
You know Jenna Malone.
I do. But honestly, I can't say anything Jenna Malone.
Poor Jenna Malone.
But you know, you'll know where to see her. She's kind of cute. She reminds me a lot of Rory from Gilmore Girls. Like, she looks kind of like Rory. A little bit.
Okay.
She was in Sucker Punch, too, if you saw Sucker Punch.
Which one was she?
Looks like fucking Rory.
Was she the teacher?
No, she's one of the whatever they're doing.
Was she the...
She's got brown hair. No, she's not Rumor. She's not the star. She's not fucking Vanessa Hudgens.
Is she the one that tattles on them? No.
She might be.
Or she's a Chinese girl.
Or Vanessa Hudgens tattled on them, didn't she?
Vanessa Hudgens.
No, she's the one that got electrocuted, I think.
This is what the app
Jenna,
for IMDb
look
is
at Jen. Look at Jenna Malone. She's cute. She's cute.
She's
like,
not the blonde one. Is she the main one?
No, she's not the star. She's
okay.
not the star.
From like right. and stuff
but
like
I'm pretty sure, wasn't she in Sucker Punch, Jenna Malone?
I think reading
aren't there only four girls, though?
There were five.
Was she the tough one? The older sister?
She might. Oh, fuck.
reminds me of Pink a little bit.
Honestly, I can't remember, dude. I thought she's
What's
the one that dies on. I thought she's the one that dies in the kitchen floor. Maybe.
Someone does die. I forget who that
but
is.
I think
though.
That might be Vanessa Hudgens, too. Fuck, I love Vanessa Hudgens for some reason. She's
Hudgens.
She gets shot by the guy.
Okay.
Because she's like, oh, I told him.
That's Jenna Malone, yeah. That's Jenna Malone.
All right, everyone.
Doesn't she sort of...
I thought that was Bruce Willis's daughter.
No, that's rumor. Willis is... No, she's not...
Oh.
You don't think she's cute, Megan? She's cute and like.
They've
I
got a picture of her up. I know
she's
you guys
young,
can't see it.
She's
but.
The young, you guys, if you want to know who Jenna Malone is, go to IMDb. You're on the internet. Go to IMDb.
The
she's the young
yeah.
She was the young girl in that Julia Roberts movie, Stepmom.
Yes, she
oh,
was.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's cute. I think Jenna Malone's
the
cute.
House bunny. She's the one that has all the
gothic stuff.
No, she's the one that has all like the braces and everything.
Yeah,
oh,
she. I think she is cute. I think Jenna Malone's cute, but I've seen her since she was a child actor, so it's just she's cute. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Wolverine has had some very
fucking
good casting
right.
news.
Oh, did they cast?
They cast Jessica Biel.
But no, they didn't. Jessica Biel turned it down.
Oh, did she?
Yes, she turned it down.
I didn't know that
yeah,
at
she
all.
Turned
no.
it down. I remember I said she was potentially cast, but she turned it down.
Oh, okay.
Fuck these people that turn roles down like that. I don't know.
And also some very like. Good news is that they're actually using real, like, Asian actors.
Yes, Japanese actors.
Yeah.
You know, one of the guys is from Lost. He was in the sixth season of Lost.
For Wolverine.
Awesome.
It's all based, it's going to be in Japan, right? So they actually got, like, some real, like...
Wolverine's
yeah.
not Japanese.
But
no,
he goes
he
to
goes,
Japan.
Wolverine was
oh.
everywhere,
so
man.
Is
but
it, still
it's a
be...
major... It's Hugh Jackman. It's a
yeah.
major story point. His, like, it's one
Where
of the epic stories
yeah.
when he fights the Silver Samurai and stuff.
Someone was cast as Silver Samurai, too, was it?
I don't remember if there was a guy. What else is there?
We're moving on to Sons of Anarchy, and they're casting.
Oh, yeah,
you
they
put
got,
up a bunch
got,
of that.
Yeah, they cast a lot of people in this season. They're casting, like, Ashley Tisdale. They cast Ashley Tisdale. They cast Harold Perrineau. They cast... who was the other one that I said? Like, Jimmy Smits. Like they're going, oh, they cast some guy from Community. Do you guys, any of you guys watch the TV
yeah,
show?
Yeah.
Joel McHale, his name is. I don't watch it. I've heard a lot about him. He's allegedly a good-looking guy.
He is.
And
yeah.
he's, like, he's playing a con man, and he's going to do stuff with Gemma, who is, so, I'm looking forward to this season. Is probably going to be amazing.
Thor and Captain America 2
have
titles.
Thor is the Dark World. And Captain America is the Winter Soldier, which is fucking awesome. I love that story. You've got to finish the Captain America books before you watch. The Winter Soldier story is fucking epic.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
And Finding Nemo has a sequel in the works.
Is it direct to DVD or is
it's
it
going
to
No, it's going
to
be a
Oh, it's
going to
be like they did with Cars 2 and with the Toy
yeah.
Stories.
It's done by a different writer. And
yeah,
but it is still going to be based
director.
On Dory and Nemo and Marlin.
What do they? You know, whatever. I was going to say, what do they need? What, did his father survive?
I don't remember. I wasn't that huge of a Finding Nemo fan, but
I thought it was very sad. That beginning scene fucking teared me up. It was depressing.
And the Mortal Kombat web series is continuing.
I haven't watched it yet, but I've heard amazing things. Amazing things. So I do...
It's on,
I should watch it.
The first season's on Blu-ray now.
So they have it on DVD?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
But
no,
yeah,
no,
I saw it at my work. I'm like, yes!
I may buy it then. What do you know how much it is, roughly?
Like, I think it was like $20 or something.
Oh shit, man. How many episodes is it in?
12 or 13.
Are they long?
Not really.
Like, I mean... Half an hour.
Oh, yeah, half hour.
Oh, that's worth it then.
All right, Kyle posted the Possession trailer.
Did you already talk about the Mortal Kombat web series?
Yeah, we're talking about it right now.
Oh, wicked. Cool. Yeah, the Possession looks awesome. I am so excited to see it. I love Possession type movies.
Really?
I love them. Exorcism of Emily Rose.
One
last Exorcism.
I fucking love Sam Raimi's last fucking horror movie.
Dragon
to
Hell
was
awesome.
Yeah.
We just watched it.
We just watched it the other
night
again.
You guys didn't go see it in the theater?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
was at
it. I don't think I saw it with you.
Not together.
I fucking love this shit out of it. And I don't like horrors, but I love this shit out of that
it's
fucking
awesome.
Movie. I used to love horrors when I was younger.
Because it was more, it was like Evil Dead.
It was Evil
today.
Dead, Cabin
yeah.
in the Woods kind of horror, but it was scary. That scene with the woman in the back of the fucking car,
that's
was
awesome.
Fucking terrifying, man.
The stapler.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh.
And then she falls on her chin
yeah.
and, like, gushes out this nasty shit.
Oh,
her teeth?
Yeah.
She's in her teeth trying to, like, bite her chin.
Oh, it was fucking awesome. It was an awesome,
so awesome
fucking... Sam Raimi's talented. He his new
yeah.
movie, have you seen the trailer for his new movie?
The Possession.
The Possession.
That's what
no,
we're talking
no,
about.
No, the Oz one.
Oh, well,
that's
that
good.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does,
yeah, yeah.
actually.
Actually, that should have been on here, but I missed
well,
it, I guess.
You know what? Well,
but
we talked about it. It looks... Sam Raimi...
It was cool.
It looks cool. It's cool how they're, it's a pure nod to The Wizard of Oz. Like, it starts at black and white, and then when he shows up in, you know, Oz.
And then Mila Kunis, potentially becoming... The Wicked Witch of the West?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
know
if it is going to be her.
I don't know if she's
going
to be the Wicked Witch of the West or the sister. Because remember, one of them the house lands on.
Yeah.
So we don't know if she's the one that gets the house landed on. Or
is Dorothy
going to
be
one.
Even in it, though?
No. This is like a prequel.
You guys talked about Guild Wars,
the
launch date and stuff already.
August 28th.
Very cool. So
freaking awesome. I get 3 days early access.
Get past that. There's also a new video game. It's like a Mortal Kombat style, like fighter game
yeah.
called Injustice: Gods Among Us, and it's DC, but it's all the superhero, you know.
Really?
Yeah, and,
yeah. I put it on my page.
It looks a lot more graphic than what the DC versus Mortal Kombat was, or Mortal Kombat versus DC.
It's made by the exact same team who just came out with the newest Mortal Kombat, the good one that
mm-hmm.
just came out that we always play when you're over at my house, Megan and John. It looks awesome. They only have, like, a few short gameplay videos of, like, the Flash versus, like, Batman or the Flash versus Superman, but it's so much more graphic. It's more brutal. Like, there's, like, extreme punching, and there's blood, and everything looks awesome, and it's not going to be released till, like, they say 2013, so it's still a while away, but it looks like it's going to be a good game.
I think that's one thing that DC is beating Marvel in big is gaming department.
Yeah.
Like, Marvel's MMO has been talked about for a long time. The most popular thing for Marvel in video game is fucking Marvel versus Capcom, which to me...
sucked.
That's, you know what sucks about
Marvel
it?
Games do suck.
You know what sucks about it to me is why can't it be Marvel versus fucking Marvel? Why does it have to be... Marvel has a fucking rich history of characters.
I think Marvel and DC should just put out, like, a Mortal Kombat.
Marvel versus fucking
DC. Yeah, Marvel versus DC. That's
cool.
It.
That would be
just amazing,
that'd
I think.
Cool.
Marvel has tried. There's so many X-Men games that have come out that really... Some of them were good. They weren't awesome. They were good.
I've heard most of even the movie ones,
yeah.
they suck, too.
Like,
I've heard a lot of Marvel games suck. Marvel's...
The only X-Men game I can think of that I kind of enjoyed a little bit, was X-Men Legends, I think it was called, which is like a top-down game. It was weird, but that's it.
All right. Now we move into... step into the ring, which is
yes.
Jason's debate segment.
Yes.
And this time it's me versus him.
Yes, John. John, this is what it is. Tell us, why is Batman the most popular comic book superhero?
I think Batman kind of represents what the majority of society would appreciate in a hero, you know, like an ordinary person who just steps, well, not really ordinary, because he is rich and, you know, like, isn't the everyman, but he is, you know, just a person who doesn't have to step up, that does. And I think that's what kind of separates him from everyone else. And he's also, I think he's just a symbol, you know, like I said earlier, the bat symbol is an emblem of hope and, you know, not despair. And I also think that Batman looks really cool, and that's why people kind of flock to him in some ways. He also has some of the best villains. Like, most other comic book characters don't have that vast degree of excellent villains that he does. Other than Spider-Man can compete in that department. And that's why I think Batman is probably the most popular at the time. Plus, it's also reflection of our times as is. Just, you know, the brutality and state of the world.
agree with you in that part. Mine for myself is, why is Spider-Man the most popular superhero? I think, first off, Spider-Man has a broad range. Spider-Man can appeal to children, whereas Batman, kids will wear the costume, but Batman himself, besides the animated,
they don't understand.
But Spider-Man can appeal to the children. He can appeal to all age groups. He's not as dark. He can be dark because he had a lot of the same things. His parents, he didn't know his parents. They died at a young age. His uncle got gunned down, much like the Waynes got gunned down. His uncle got gunned down, and he was sort of the reason why his uncle died, right? So he has the ability to be dark, but they didn't take him in that dark place. He's more funny, you know. He's more of a joker. He's Spider-Man, you know. He's more happy-go-lucky Peter Parker.
I think you've been really quiet on this podcast.
Yeah, I think with the geeks. I think geeks can relate to him because everybody that's a comic book reader mostly is the same kind of person as Peter Parker. They're kind of nerdy, they're kind of, you know, antisocial. Peter Parker wasn't really a social guy. He's got great luck with women for some reason. For some reason he gets laid by these gorgeous women. but in high school and that, growing up he was nerdy looking.
But a nerdy, good-looking
guy.
No
superhero's ugly. None of them are really... No super...
Bruce Banner's not exactly attractive.
Well, no, but they made him very geeky. That's because he's like has
Bruce
hygiene. The Incredible Hulk. That's because he's that bad hygiene kind of he looks like. But he still gets Betty Ross, and she's top-notch. But, I think that cyclically, I think Batman is probably more popular at this time. Give it 3 or 4 years. Spider-Man will be again. The problem is, Nolan's franchise has a lot to do with why people are like, you know, if Galactus is coming to Earth, even though it's a different, they say, oh, Batman needs to be there and he can stop Galactus by himself. You know, Batman, I think, is vastly overrated by people, like, for certain, like, Batman's a great vigilante. Batman can't stop, you know...
But he wasn't meant to.
No, he isn't,
but people
tend to overrate him to the point where they're like, well, Batman can kick everybody's ass. They make him like...
Yes,
Batman's like
yeah,
the Chuck Norris...
But...
You know, like the Chuck Norris thing? That's what they're doing to Batman, too. And that kind of annoys me.
I don't know. I think Batman would kick Chuck Norris.
No, but not in regards to those Chuck Norris jokes. But Spider-Man, his franchise ended poorly. The last Sam Raimi one, nobody likes the third one. And the reboot was too quick, so people are kind of... They got a bad taste in their mouth a little bit about Spider-Man. But I'm thinking if this franchise... It's got some goodwill. Like, people did like the film. If the sequel is really good, I think it'll put Spider-Man
back
on top. Because Spider-Man, the four most popular superheroes out there, brand-wise and everything, are Batman, Spider-Man, Superman, and Wolverine. I think, without a doubt, those are the most popular superheroes. You look at books, Wolverine probably has the most books out there.
I think Wolverine is also one of those ones that has kind of dwindled in because of the last movie.
But if you look, he's in the Avengers. He's in the new Avengers. He's in the X-Men. He's in X-Force. He's in everything in the comic world.
Yeah.
He's in every single X-Men movie he's been in. He had the cameo in First Class, right?
Yeah.
He is just like he. When you think of the X-Men, you don't think of Professor X and Scott Summers anymore. You think of Wolverine.
I personally, if I think of X-Men,
okay. Well, I think that you guys have stepped out of the ring, so we're not arguing about Wolverine right now.
I think if you,
I'm just saying.
You
haven't talked all episode. You shut up. But yes, let's get back on topic. I think I definitely think Batman is kind of the more popular one right now. But once again, now that Batman's kind of done,
the movie's over with and Spider-Man's still got a franchise going,
I think they will restart Batman probably sooner than anyone will expect.
Because they want to make the Justice League.
With Poison Ivy.
But
they want to make the Justice League.
But I
Poison
still
Ivy.
See it being at least a couple years.
And
Spider-Man's already got its sequel all planned out.
Poison
so.
Ivy. Trilogy. I'm sure it's going to be a trilogy.
Yeah,
sure,
well, Spider-Man will be, yeah.
It's a planned trilogy. But
so, I think Spider-Man will become popular again, but also I think Avengers will see new heights.
Avengers
yeah.
is a team, though. I mean, everybody, even when they're talking about Avengers, they were talking about, why isn't Spider-Man in it? Because in the comic books, he is. In the TV shows, like, Spider-Man's got, remember, Spider-Man has his own cartoon. Spider-Man is Marvel's most popular superhero by far.
Yes, I agree.
So it all depends. You know, I didn't break down sales numbers, but I will give it to. I will say right now, Batman is the most popular superhero. And he's had the movies. And I think it's mostly due to the movies, and because we're in, like you said, it's a dark time in the world, and Batman's a dark character, and Spider-Man's not dark.
All right, so that wasn't really much of a debate. We kind of ended up agreeing.
Well, from the beginning, I'll agree with that, but I had to fight for my sway.
All right, so we're going to start to close things up here. Thanks for joining us on Four Geeks and a Pizza. From all of us, we wish you a very good summer.
Yeah, go read our interviews.
Yes, we posted some interviews.
Don't die of heat.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very hot in the room tonight, so...
And
so we're
I don't know where to go with that.
And
you can visit us on 4geeksandapizza.weebly.com. Also, if you want to check us out at 4geeksandapizza on Twitter.
It's 4geeksandapizza on Twitter. There's the group on Yahoo. You can try to ask.
We have a Yahoo group?
No, you have Yahoo.
Facebook.
We should make one. Facebook.
Like what?
Yeah. We should make
Who
one
uses
of
Yahoo groups.
I do. Really?
Yeah,
I think
you have a better chance at
okay.
Google.
I use
Sorry.
It.
Now I'm done.
Yeah.
Yes, our
Google
Facebook group is out there. Just search
four
Geeks and a Pizza on Facebook.
Yeah.
You can also add me on Twitter. I'm jfrans1 and Jason
at Jason Revington, yes.
Don't
and
bother adding Megan back. She doesn't go on Twitter.
Megan
she doesn't understand how to use it.
And
Megan
I don't have Twitter.
Megan doesn't post on the website either. When's the last time Megan's posted an article?
She hasn't done anything.
I have nothing interesting to say.
Did I not?
I'm sorry.
Did I not say fire Megan in the interview?
Possibly. But
you guys would be nothing without me. Okay.
You can also email us at 4geeksandapizza@hotmail.com.
We found out that Kyle can make it to my house, so you're really not needed anymore, Megan.
She is needed.
All right.
I can't do my tens. Keep saying the wrong thing. Let's just close this.
My tens.
Yeah.
Don't even.
We really do have to close this because we're running about 10 minutes over time. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you in a couple weeks, or you'll listen to us.
Peace out.
Bye.
Yes, you'll listen to us in a couple days.
Bye.